Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey, Google, play WFAN."
Nice. Vibe here. It's Tiki and Tuti. You know, so we were kicking around before, kind of a random name that won an MVP, that won a Cy Young. Again, who knows where this ride for Cortez takes us. But if you can't mess around and have a little fun in mid-May when the guy's got a sub-2 ERA for the first-place Yankees, when can you? And, you know, I knew that there were a couple of names. I threw out the relief pitcher from the Tigers in 84, Hernandez, who had a sick year. But I got a couple for you. And two are actually ironically tied to the Mets here. So you had Steve Stone, who bounced around, was in only one All-Star game.
What year was that?
That was 1980.
Okay.
That's the year that he won the Cy Young.
Yep.
All right. John Detty never made an All-Star game, won the Cy Young in 83 for the Phillies. You and I were talking before we just said this to each other during the commercial break. R.A. Dickey in 2012 with the Mets, who was great. He was 20-5 or 20-6 with a sub-3 ERA. But I think the greatest example of going from absolute obscurity to the Cy Young and one of the best, actually the best in the game, is Mike Scott. Now, Mike Scott's a guy who, and obviously Met fans know him because you played him in 86, and you also drafted him out of Pepperdine. He gets drafted by the Mets, I think it was round 2 or 3, pretty early, right? And because he was a college pitcher, he doesn't go to rookie, high A, goes right to double A in 77.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 78, 79, he's in triple A. 1980, triple A. And I remember this as a kid. I remember seeing Mike Scott's baseball card. And, you know, obviously my dad watched it. And I remember seeing him pitch, too. And he stunk. He was always on the Tidewater Express. Talk about the Columbus Express. This guy, Tidewater, the old Mets triple A home. Triple A, Mets, triple A. Just a complete non-entity at the major league level. Then he learned how to scuff a baseball. And he mystified the 86 Mets, who were great, as you know, and that sick game at the Astrodome. And he was unhittable, over 300 strikeouts. Nobody could tell. Matter of fact, he beat Dwight Gooden in game one of the NLCS that year before Doc went to rehab. So Doc was still Doc.
Yeah.
1-0 in the game one of the NLCS before Orozco flung his mitt up. I'm not even sure if that thing ever came down when they won it in Game 7, that crazy games. But Mike Scott, or Game 6, because they would have faced Scott in Game 7. Mike Scott's the answer.
At 31,
that's the guy.
At 31 years old, that's what he did. Yeah, I'm looking at his stats now. Yeah, I mean, they explode.
Exactly. Well, he learned how to scuff the baseball.
Inning pitched, strikeouts, everything.
Yep. Unhittable. For a couple years.
Yeah.
Unhittable. And if the Mets had to face him in that Game 7, Mets are not beating him. I mean, everybody knew it. Like, Hernandez, Gary Carter, may he rest in peace. They're all on the record. We couldn't touch this
dude. What do you mean, learned how to scuff?
The ball literally
went. I understand that, but.
Like a wiffle ball with this guy.
But learned how to scuff it.
Scuff it properly. He was cheating. I mean, I can actually have visuals in my head of somebody, I don't know who flipped it. Like, somebody flipping a ball to Hernandez during that series. And, like, Hernandez, as the captain, like, examining it. And, like, all the guys, like, waiting for his verdict. And he's like, yep, he's scuffing. And he kind of flips it aside.
But there
was a wiffle ball.
But there was nothing they could do about it?
They kept telling the umps.
And the umps did nothing about it?
No.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this was before my time here in New York.
But Tink, it was a... We were young.
Yeah, exactly.
I was 13. You were 12. I mean, the wiffle... It was like a five-foot movement. It was freaky. But that's a guy that I should have said immediately.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.